There was a voice during the civil rights movement of the 1960s that soothed and inspired those who marched on southern streets and tried to sit at segregated lunch counters.
Oh, Lord, you know that's how I feel. Oh, Lord, you know that's how I feel. Oh, Lord. You know just how I feel.
Fannie Lou Hamer was a Mississippi sharecropper's daughter who grew up to become an activist and a musician. She registered black voters, stood up to bigotry, and was beaten by the police for her heroism. In 1983, Worth Long of the Smithsonian Institution put together a cassette recording of Ms. Hamer's music and recollections. That collection has just been reissued.
The intimidation and brutality of that time meant that they were basically willing to give up their life when they said, I'm willing to go down to the county courthouse. And Mrs. Hamer, though, when they got there as a leader, was the first to mount the steps and to go in to ask to register to vote.
I am an old pilgrim. Our sorrow tossed in this wide world alone. I have no hope for tomorrow. I'm trying to make heaven my home.
When Mrs. Hamer sang songs of salvation, songs of redemption, songs of struggle, and it calmed the people, you know, as they sat there in the bus, being intimidated because they wanted to be citizens of this great country.
I started to make it my home.
In some cases, what you wanted to do was not just to sing a song that was soothing. You wanted to sing a song where there was participation by people. Have you got good religion? Certainly, Lord. Have you got good religion? Certainly, Lord. To her house, and I'd sit out in the entrance, and there she held court. She would be there sometimes picking peas and snapping beans, but all the time she would be talking philosophically about things that affected both her and her community. She was a student of history. She was a student of Bible history. She was a student of women's history. She had an answer for anything you ask. These songs are still sung today. These songs are still alive. It's just very important that you understand the meaning of the song. You understand the meaning of the struggle. It defines the future. Fannie Lou Hamer was not just a godmother for the movement and an icon in civil rights, but she was a loving parent for us, and I was pleased to be able to work to be sure that we would remember her legacy.
Activist and folklorist Worth Long, his compilation, Fannie Lou Hamer, Songs My Mother Taught Me, has just been reissued by Smithsonian Folkways Recordings. Fannie Lou Hamer died in 1977 at the age of 59.
My mother would sing this a lot. My daddy would sing it too. And this song, you know, it seemed like this would be about the way they felt, where they would, you know, had to stand a test before they could cross the River Jordan. And they would sing, I'm going down to the River of Jordan. Yes, I'm going down there for myself. There's nobody here that can go there for me. I'm going down there for myself. Oh, I got to stand my test in the judgment. Oh, I got to stand it for myself.